escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So here's what's interesting as we count down to the end of the Braves season. And again, Marlins again tonight. It'll be Hurston Waltrip on the mound tonight for the Braves. Ozzie says he wants to be here, Mike, next year. And we talk about all these decisions that we need to make, and I continue to put him in the core of the group that helped build this, right? There's Money Harris, there's Ozzie, there's Acuna. You talk about your first and third baseman. There are guys that you have under contract that makes sense. But whether he's going to be the second baseman in 2026 is still a question mark. And so when he was asked if he wanted to obviously be here, he's like, of course, you know, I want to be here. Is he the best second baseman in Braves history? Question mark. Is he?
He's up there.
Okay. That's fair. The deal is the Braves have $7 million team option with the $4 million buyout. It makes no sense to me financially, okay? And I'll say this now, whether they decide to move on, keep him, makes no sense to do this from a financial standpoint. To basically say we're going to save $3 million and you got to go find another second baseman who you're more likely going to pay for, because, again, I don't see anybody in the minor leagues right now that you feel that comfortable with moving up here, and just allow him to be bought out next season. If they opt for the buyout, Albies will hit free agency for the first time since he became the Braves' second baseman. I don't think that's the right move, but, Mike, they could do it depending on how they feel. I just feel like that's another thing you got to worry about, and why don't you do what you did with Michael Money Harris? Let's get Ozzie right.
Well, I mean, it's funny because he never had the home run pop Ozzie can hit, you know, when he's healthy, and he's right, you're right, 20-plus home runs a year. Glenn Hubbard has 70 home runs his entire career. But Glenn did bat .244.
Right.
And he, you know, old-school Braves favorite. If you want to go strictly by batting average, I know he was not the most charismatic guy, but Marcus Giles did rake when he was here. Some of that was a little more performance enhanced, like many of that era. I remember Felix Mian, that's way before my time. Didn't get to see Tony Cuccinello up in Boston. We'll have to ask John Fricke about him. I'm looking at all the great Braves second baseman. But, I mean, yes, by default, he is the best second baseman. And he also won a World Series. So, yeah, he's just struggled. I just don't think he's been healthy, you know, for the last 2.5 years.
I agree.
He's also cheap. So, just real quick, they're not going to move on because he's a cheap option. He's a fan favorite. And this team is cheap.
Fan favorite. That has nothing to do with it.
He's a fan favorite, and he's inexpensive.
that has nothing to do. Let's not go there.
Oh, yes.
They let fan favorites go a lot in this organization.
When there's a 6-year involved, not when he's as cheap as Ozzie Albies.
The cheap part, yes. And the contract, by the way, you know, when he got, what was it, a $35 million extension in 2019, that's nothing.
Yeah, well, you and I said $40 million, he's going to be overvalued or undervalued, and now it's a little bit overvalued because he's not performing at the level we're used to.
Yeah, 100% his quote, I hope so moving forward. I definitely want to be on the team, and that's what I dream of doing, and I think he will be. I just put that out there to say it's the first time we've heard him really say anything or be asked about it and him acknowledge, yeah, of course I want to be here. Because during his struggles, guys, think about it. He wasn't really talking.
Right.
This year when he was struggling, and that's for Money Harris too. When Money was struggling, he really wasn't talking. So, I mean, he was doing the necessary things that they asked him to do, but Now we're to a point where you go, okay, what's this season, what's next season going to look like from a construction standpoint of this baseball team?
Well, I mean, does Hires and Ozzie get together and reevaluate what he's doing?
I hope so.
According to what I get, again, Grant's talked a little bit about it. Some of this comes out from Mark Bowman. I mean, no one really who covers the Braves gives you the inside scoop, if we're honest. But was there some pushback to Tim Hires and his techniques? Just my spidey sense tells me guys were into their launch mode and their angles, and that's what they did. And so if he was trying to modify it, and I don't know how that changes from what we
you
saw
think it
previously.
Screwed him up?
I don't know. I know I'm kind of reaching here because I haven't been in the clubhouse this year because I'm not allowed because I'm on the radio. I don't get there by the time the game's over. Point I'm making.
Oh, you mean we have to keep the radio station on the air?
Yes. Oh, that's
okay.
Kind of our job.
Okay.
But I just wonder, can you get with him and find a happy medium from what Seitzer was doing with him, or is some of this just he's broken down? And then do you get to Ozzie Albies and say, look, you know, we've looked at the splits, we've looked at where you are in your career. And I don't want to platoon him because I think that then you got to go find somebody else to play second. We don't have any. I trust right now in the minor leagues. We're seeing some of these guys now. They're not even close to being ready. You know, I mean, so that's a concern. But do you feel at some point you say, look, versus lefties, he's 246 versus righties, he's 220. The OPS is actually better versus righties, lower versus lefties. So it's almost a push. So it's almost like the old thing about him not switch hitting is moot at this stage.
It is.
Mediocre from both sides.
So here's the only reason you would say, let's move on. Does he still have the range that you need at second base? And does his arm make him above average defender? The answer is no and no. What made up for that is his bat. What made up for that is his ability to switch hit and do it well from both sides. If you feel like, all right, that neither one of the things that we feel like are important anymore, does he have the range as a second baseman and his arm is above average? If it's not and he's not hitting, what's the point? I don't know if they're going to look at it that way, Mike, but that's how I would look at it if I'm looking at this and going, all right, 237, 301, 362 over the past 2 years, that is average on-base slugging. That's not good enough.
But again, if you're looking like for free agents, Gleyber Torres from the Yankees, he'll probably be the best free agent in second base. They won't spend. I don't know what he commands in free agency.
More than this.
But the Braves, look, if they're going to spend money, it'll be on pitching and nothing else. And they'll nickel and dime the other positions. That's again, I hope I'm wrong. Prove me wrong, Alex Anthopoulos and Terry McGuirk, because you're the highest person on the food chain I can name that anybody would know in this city, because everybody else is nameless faceless executives from Liberty Media that are primary shareholders of Braves Holdings, Inc.
I agree. The $3 million doesn't make sense. I only, again, we're bringing this up because Ozzie mentioned this and talked about it and said, yes, I want to be here next year. We'll get to that point when we get to it, but I'm glad he does. And bottom line for me, I think he should be.
Right.
If we can see Money Harris do this turnaround, why can't we see it for Ozzie and get back to where we were just a couple of years ago? If, in fact, to Mike's point, if he's completely healthy. Now, right. If we get in the next season, guys, and we're 4 months in and we get this, we get the average, below average Ozzie, then you got to start thinking about doing something.
One more name, Luis Arraez, Marlins, now Padres. Okay. He can be a free agent out there. But again, it's not a very, very robust list of free agents. And then you get into the journeyman guys like the Nick Allens just on the second base side that are all glove, no stick.
404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. That's our text line. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station's number one sports show. We mentioned that the Braves are back in action tonight. Mike, this Kyle Riley kid, man, he is unbelievable.
Florida State boy, and he's just making history, man. 50 home runs, switch hitter. Now, when you get put in the same sense as Mickey Mantle, giddy up, you know. And now, again, can he sustain it? Is this going to be one where this will be one of those years where he just spikes and he comes back to normal? Hey, why not? Let's enjoy it. Maybe this guy's figured it out. Because certainly American League pitching hasn't figured him out.
No, he's hot and now sets that single season home run, you know, 50 in a single season. It's pretty impressive from behind the plate. A couple of other cuts. We will talk more about this in 4th and 1 coming up at 3 o'clock in less than 25 minutes from now. The Giants cut Tommy DeVito. Oh, he's done.
So Mr. Unlimited
yeah.
will be your starter. Everyone was loving the juice between Jameis Winston and DeVito and Jackson Dart. And the good chemistry there, but you can't keep four quarterbacks. That's a given. So we'll see. And DeVito, again, serviceable quarterbacks, just like we saw the trade that went down, right? We saw the picket trade from the Browns, and we'll talk more about that at the top of the hour because the Raiders needed a quarterback when their backup went down.
Yeah, Tommy Cutlets, that was his nickname, guys. Look, he was fun. There was no doubt about it. That the whole family thing, Mike, and the way they tailgated and all that stuff, right. It was great. Great story.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
But the Giants have, I think, three serviceable quarterbacks. And more importantly, they got their future in Jackson Dart. So he became expendable. But those are the kind of names. Again, you know who Tommy DeVito is, even though I don't know if that's a big surprise with what they did this offseason. But that also means, as we talked about with the Browns, that they have their quarterback situation kind of resolved.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.